The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Again, happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Hump day.
No, you can stay away from that. All right. First talk back of the day.
Hey, yo. What's up, JV Show? It's your boy. Nobody special, aka Steve. Welcome to the first talk back of the day. Yo, listen to the Wild Thoughts podcast. And I think Graham's a liar. I think he's lying about his whole birthday situation, about the voucher. And the reason I say that is because Graham has so much respect for his wife, Kate, that he would never admit to her doing that. And I think, I'm just saying, think about it.
Okay. On the birthday voucher talk. And if you missed that, you can go back and podcast our Wild Thoughts podcast. Because Graham had a birthday Friday night. Mm-hmm. And we all know that when it's your birthday, you get a voucher only valid within those 24 hours to get a little something, something. Mm-hmm. From your partner, your wife, your girlfriend, or whatever. Here's why I don't think Graham is lying, is because although on the podcast I asked him, because I did want to get into this conversation on whether or not he had redeemed that voucher, he had brought up off air, off podcast, like, oh, funny story, by the way, about the voucher. So it's something he had been wanting to mention. So I don't think you're lying about not
redeeming.
No,
and on birthdays past, I've come in high-fiving everybody in the office. Yeah. You know, I made a big deal about it the other direction. So, yeah, go back and listen to our Wild Thoughts podcast if you missed it.
Yes.
That's where you can get the full explanation and get the full story.
Yes, and you'll also get our first reaction to the Taylor Swift news that happened while we were podcasting.
Oh, that's right.
I think Jess and I were the only ones that gave any parts. Graham was like, that's cool. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Should we do a second talk back of the day?
Yeah. Sure.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. Listening to your Wild Thoughts podcast. Graham, next year for your voucher, I'm so sorry it's going to be a year, but you need to not leave your voucher on the nightstand. You need to put it on a lanyard and wear it around your neck. That's the way it's flopping around all day and all night. And there's no way you can forget about it, or Kate can forget about it, because it'll be right there flopping. Happy hump day. Bye.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Like that.
Yes. More flopping on a lanyard. Got
yes,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good tip for next year.
Right. Yeah. Or get it like tattooed or something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Wear it on a t-shirt, like a special birthday voucher t-shirt.
Smart. Very smart. I like it.
Yeah.
All right,
then,
I'll write these down.
And then because you sleep in your underwear, special birthday voucher boxers.
Right.
So it's like you rip those pants off and then boom, voucher.
These are all good.
What
I'm
do you say?
I'm jotting all this down.
Okay, good.
I got some time till next year.
On the podcast. No, it wasn't on the podcast. Yesterday. Towards the end of the show, we talked about Jess, you wanting to get a tattoo.
Right. And my mom not being okay with it.
And you asked how my parents reacted. My dad didn't care. My mom, I was like, I might as well have just been the devil. I was out here sinning, you know, by getting a tattoo.
Mm. Were you the first of your, because you have three sisters, were you the first one to sin in the tattoo department?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that's why it was extra hard. Now my baby sister, she's like covered in tattoos. Mom doesn't say anything.
Really?
Yes. Or maybe she does, but I don't think so. She has way more than me. Anyways, so you know I recently took a trip to Miami?
Uh-huh.
My mom thinks I was out there sinning as well.
What do you mean?
Which I was, but...
What do you mean? You didn't pack your Bible?
Mom's business. No, I did not.
Oh, okay, well, that's where it starts.
But you know how one night... I went to a certain type of club.
Uh-huh. Of the stripping variety?
The strip sorts, yes.
Yep.
And on my story, I didn't post much, but I did post me holding like a stack of ones. And I did post some of the floor like covered in money.
Yeah.
And your mom follows you?
And that was all. I guess my stories go to Facebook as well. You know, all moms are on Facebook.
Wait,
that story, you
right.
shared to Facebook?
She still had, I haven't even talked to her about this, but apparently she called my sister while I was out there. I was like, I'm really worried about her. I don't like that she posted that money and then she threw the money on the floor and she was stepping on it. That's a sin.
That is a sin.
Now that you mention it, Selena, we are worried about you.
Yeah.
After seeing your
story. My sister had to be like, no, mom, you've never been to Miami. It's like customary out there that when you go to parties, people just throw money around.
Customary. It is customary in a certain type of establishment. It's customary. But if you do that at your local Miami restaurant, they're going to look at you weird.
Oh, my God.
Not customary for that.
So anyways, my mom thinks everything's a sin. I cannot please her.
And you'll be going to church this coming Sunday to repent for those sins?
No, I'm busy that day.
But that's the day of the Lord.
Things just keep adding up. She's like, she wasn't here at Abuelita's birthday party to go to a bachelorette. God knows what she was doing there.
Sinning out there too.
Major sin.
Next on the JV show, we gonna get to our cool or not list. That's when we throw some things out. We discuss, is that cool or not?
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, the biggest thing you need to know, which you probably already know, is that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged!
They are?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Well, funny you asked that, Graham, because I have details on when it happened, where it happened, how it happened. I have ring details, 7:55.
I gotta wait all the way to 7:55?
Yep, sorry, you do.
Fine. The San Francisco Giants got another quality win last night at Oracle Park over the Chicago Cubs 5-2. That's their third straight win, and by my calculations, if they could just extend that win streak through like their next 15 or 20 games, they'll be right back in the playoff hunt. Team's currently 7 games back of the final wild card spot. There's only 30 games left in the season. Game 2 against the Cubs is tonight at 6:45.
Oh, Matt!
Oh, there goes their streak.
Yep.
It's over. Dang, well, Graham's the one that did that. I didn't say that.
I just heard you say it.
Yeah,
that
me too.
Was not...
Cloudy morning. Cloudy morning, but mostly sunny skies will follow for this Wednesday. Temperatures will remain in the upper 70s to mid 80s, and it'll stay that way for the next few days as well.
Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Listen to this. Your romantic side is out in full force right now, and the world had better watch out. You may just engage in major PDA with your significant other, or if you are single, you'll likely have someone falling hard for you.
Ooh, that is a good day, Gemini.
Yeah, get your...
loins.
Yeah, I was about to say bag, but not that.
Get
your, something else.
Get that too.
Yeah,
all right, next on the JV show, it's our cool or not list.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
You know what we do on Wednesdays? It's our cool or not list. We throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
As I'm browsing, you know, stories and whatnot. Cool or not, the orgy dome at Burning Man has been destroyed. Because of, like, the dust storm and the winds and stuff.
Dude, yeah, they've been getting just pounded out there by various weather
just
conditions.
Just got blown apart.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Hashtag we will rebuild. Hashtag orgy strong.
They
have to, right?
I'm sure they'll find other ways. Does it really matter? I mean, you can do it outside of a dome, right?
No, it was always better in the dome. And
better.
It was a contained space for that. And
yeah,
people
to keep
felt
the stink
more comfortable.
In.
And keep the dust out.
And the stink in.
That can chafe and get real scratchy. So
they'll build it. It'll be back up like in a few days.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
We should start a GoFundMe if not.
You know what, Graham?
Save the dome.
Yes.
Yeah. Hashtag we will rebuild.
Yes. I'm going not cool that it was ripped to shreds.
Yeah, not cool that it got completely pounded.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, what do you guys think? Cool or not? And I know we have talked about this in the past, years ago, but I need an updated, fresh set of guidelines on this.
Okay,
cool
okay.
or not, putting a like on somebody's post about losing a loved one.
I go not cool.
Only because we talked about this before, and people put these heartfelt posts out, but it's like, you know... The gist of it is that somebody died.
Yeah.
And then I throw a heart on it. Am I happy that the person died? No. But I'm trying to show my support. But sometimes it seems weird. And a lot of these posts happen, I feel, more frequently on Facebook. Look, I don't use Facebook very often, usually just to check when people's birthdays are. Because that's the only thing it's useful for. But then that's when, if you do a quick scroll, that's where I see a lot of these. Now, Facebook's got different options for different... You know, you can thumbs up it, you can whatever.
You can laugh at it.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to thumbs up it or not. And I, because I'm not an emoji user, so I'm not going to use like the little heartbreak emoji. I don't do that. But normally I'd put just a like on something, but cool or not, throwing a thumbs up on somebody's.
I'm going to say liking it, but then not commenting or doing anything, not cool. Because
I have to type out a comment?
Yes.
I didn't know the person, but I know the person. I didn't know the person that passed, but I know the person.
I'm going to say not cool if it's on Facebook and you're putting a thumbs up because that seems wrong. Cool if it's on Instagram and you're just giving
and you're
it a
still
like.
Liking that person passed away?
Well, you're not liking...
You heartless son of a...
I know.
I don't think you're liking that the person passed away, but don't you have to like it to be like, I support?
That's why you have to leave a comment.
But that's why I'm asking. I don't always feel like I should leave a comment, but then it's going to be the same as all the other comments. So sorry for your loss.
But at least it's acknowledging that person, and they know that you're not liking that they passed away. They're liking,
but
not liking anything.
Would really like that.
If I posted like, oh, so and so passed away, and 1,000 people liked it, but didn't leave a comment, I'd be like, what the hell? Why are you so happy liking my post?
No, you're not.
Yes,
and are
I
you
am.
Really counting likes on a memorial post?
No.
I just don't know what the... I just don't know what the 2025 guidelines are.
You have to leave some sort of comment. You don't do emojis, fine. Leave like an I'm so sorry for your loss type of thing or like something.
So you're saying either both or none?
Yes.
Oof. See, sometimes lately...
Those are my guidelines.
Lately, I've just kind of frozen up and then I just don't do anything because I don't know what the thing is. And now I feel even worse because I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the guilt. You're like, oh, what if they know that I saw it but didn't post anything or comment?
Right.
And the next time you see them, you obviously can't bring it up and you have to
act surprised. You have to act like you don't know.
Sometimes I check, I'll look at the reactions to it or like the likes, whatever. And if other people have thrown the heart on it or the thumbs up on it, then I feel okay about it. Like, look at all these other people. They've all done it. And then I'll do it. Does that make it better?
Well,
I'm not going to be the first one to throw a thumbs up.
I guess
up
it
on
also
it.
Depends the. What their post is about. Like, yeah, maybe it's letting you know that so-and-so died. And if it's like a really dark, sad post, maybe not just give it a like it. But if it's like, you're in a better place. Thank you so much for the memories. And I love you so much. If it's more of like a, like an hap, not happy, like but a, like a positive.
Uh-huh. These ones are more like, I mean, they're positive, but they're more like announcements. Like after a 4-year battle with cancer, my dad passed away last week. And, you know, everybody that knew him loved it. And then I'm like, do
you
I throw a heart
comment
out?
On that?
I have to?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I don't comment on a lot of social media. I just don't.
Well, you're asking us for the 2025 guidelines, and we gave it to you.
Okay, so cool or not, just putting a like on it. That was my initial cool or not. Because
cool.
Now I'm acknowledging that I saw it.
I guess I'm going to say not cool as well, but I have not been following these guidelines very well.
Sometimes I'll do the ignore completely, but if I am going to do something, you have to leave a comment.
Okay. All right, I'll update my new guidelines.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Yes, congrats Taylor Swift on her engagement. You know what they say, the 12th time is the charm.
Are we 12 relationships in?
I think it's somewhere between 12 and 14.
Because she hasn't been engaged 12 times.
No.
She just hasn't been proposed to 12 times that I know of.
So Google said anywhere between 12 and 14. So I think Travis might be maybe the 13th because, you know, that's our favorite number.
Oh, that is crazy.
Is that really a 12 times a charm when someone goes through multiple relationships over their life and then gets engaged?
No, of course not.
No.
Is there another part of that joke we're missing maybe? I don't know.
No.
I don't get it because they wouldn't be like, oh, Graham, I've, you know, 12, 13th times a charm, finally found the one. You know, like that didn't. That doesn't make sense because like everybody's dated some people leading up to finding the person.
Hey, not his best work. Not his best work, okay?
Well, I'm just wondering if there's some other joke we're not getting there.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe I feel like we would know.
In on the loop.
In on the joke?
In
on the loop? I don't know.
Oh, wait.
In the loop.
Let's wait.
Is the expression.
Yeah, there we go.
In on the joke, you've combined two.
Before we get to this city that is limiting phone use to just 2 hours a day, did you guys see the video of the guy who sky surfed the Bay Bridge over the weekend?
I did.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Oh my God, just watching this is giving me anxiety. Sean McCormick sky surfed. He's an X Games medalist. He skydove, you know what I mean? And then he like rides, you know, the Bay Bridge all the way down before ultimately landing on a floating platform that's right there in the bay. It took him 18 months to prepare for this.
That's insane.
For this gig.
So he's like on a board. He jumps out of a helicopter.
But there's a parachute.
So he's on while the chute's deployed and then he's kind of like grinding.
Skateboarding?
Yes.
Like a snowboarder would grind on a rail or something, or a skateboarder would grind on a rail. Like that down a section of the Bay Bridge. Was the board really touching the... I gotta watch that again.
See,
video I saw was kind of like...
It was like floating above it.
It looked like he tapped near it, but like, was he really like grinding on it? Also, there's like big rivets and stuff and like the joints where the different sections are put together. So had he like really done that, he really wouldn't have slid.
It would have been a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
It would
have been very
bumpy. I know what you mean.
I'm watching it again. Did he actually?
I think it's a very cool thing if you want to go see it. JV Morning Show on our Instagram.
All right. He tapped it for a second.
And then he kind of floated over the rest. But still, I'm impressed.
No, I mean, it's still a cool stunt. Not cool if you were waiting to cross the bridge and they shut the whole bridge down.
Yeah,
and
they
like,
shut
can
it
I cross? Because, Red Bull wants to do a stunt here again. Oh, great.
Yeah,
they've done some stuff like that in the past.
I'd be mad.
Yeah.
All right, so where is this?
All right, so a city in Japan.
Oh, thank God.
Masafumi Koki, obviously.
Duh.
And just kidding, that's the mayor of this town.
Oh.
He is launching what he's calling an ordinance. It's kind of like a new bill that he's drafted up, and it is to urge elementary school-age children to cut their screen usage and middle school and older children. He really just wants, this is mainly focused at kids, but he is saying that adolescents and the youth, he wants them using their smartphones less. And so according to his new ordinance, smartphone usage is going to be limited to 2 hours per day in this city.
How is he going to know? How would he know?
Okay, well, there is no way to know, and it is a non-binding ordinance. They're not going to send police out to bust people or fine people. It is more of just like, this is the way we want things to be done in our city. What do you guys think about this new law? 2 hours a day. 2 hours is a pretty good amount, right?
That's not enough.
Oh, yeah, because, Jess, we looked at your phone usage one time, and you were about 9 hours a day.
But we're also talking about for kids. This doesn't apply to adults. Because as an adult, I'd be like, don't tell me what to do with my screen time.
Right.
But for kids, I like this, except on the weekends. Why? I think Monday through Friday. Because on the weekends, sometimes you go on long drives or whatever. And it's like, I need them on their screens to just like chill out for a second. Or if we're at a restaurant or whatever, here's your phone.
Keep them entertained.
Stop screaming.
I never caved for the restaurant one.
I have. Take it. Don't care. Have fun.
I just can't. I can't do it. There's plenty of other times where I throw the movie on or let them play the video game or the tablet or whatever it is. But the restaurant one, I have drawn that line in the sand. I refuse. I'm not giving you the phone.
So no. What are the other times that you do? I feel like restaurant is like the perfect place, like here, so you don't bother anyone.
I don't know. I've always just felt like you need to be able to learn how to sit at a dinner. Like I just, we're not going to be there that long. You're going to get to order something delicious. And if you're good there, you're probably going to get a dessert too. Why do I need to reward you with something else fun during that time? You got to learn how to sit at a restaurant.
True.
And I've drawn that line, whatever it is. For whatever reason, and we've stuck with it.
I think that actually makes a lot of sense for kids because I think sometimes the tantrum can be even worse when you don't give them the phone when they're so used to it.
Yeah.
So it's like the tantrum that you're trying to avoid from like just any random tantrum.
But once you've started it, you have to just keep on giving
that's
it to them.
A good point.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once you do it once, then there's no going back. But I looked over, we went out to dinner the other night and there's a family. And again, to each their own, but like the kids got the headphones on, they each have their tablet that's set up with the screen, and then they've got some other stuff. It's just like so much stuff. It's just like, how about a plate of food? That should be the thing in front of you.
Nope, not enough.
You gotta eat it.
And it's cute when the restaurants give my kids like the little crayons and stuff. They don't want that ish, okay?
Oh, see, my kids get juiced on that.
Give them the iPads.
Like, there's something there for them to do. Finally, they're like, thank you. My parents won't give me a screen.
Wait, so how many hours a day would you say, Graham, that they are in front of a screen?
I don't know, Mike. More than I would like. I'll tell you that much. More than I would like.
Yeah.
And they said in Japan, what they were finding is that kids were spending an average of 5 hours a day on their phones, tablets, and computers. And 5 hours is a lot.
Oh, that
so that's
like
why
so
this
long.
Mayor was like, no, we're going to try to cut it back to 2 hours. I can't shake this one, I don't know if meme's the right word or whatever, that I saw earlier this week. And it was that, like, if you spend 3 hours a day on your phone scrolling, by the time you're 85 or whatever it is, like, that's going to amount to 10 years of your life you spent
10 years?
just scrolling away.
Oh, and that's my just God. 3 hours?
And
oh,
my gosh. And I did a little math.
Jess, you're wasting your life away.
I just lost 20 years.
I did a little math on that because I'm like, well, you know, maybe you're not scrolling, you know, since you're so young, but actually it's probably true. So yeah, you're pushing. When I did the math, I was like, say starting at the age of 15 or whatever, you're on your phone 3 hours a day scrolling till the time you're 80 or whatever. And yeah, it came back as that was almost 9 years of your life. So yeah, 10 years of your life. Are you going to look back at the end and be like, man, if only I could have scrolled for a few more hours. And that's 3 hours a day. And Jess, you're at 9 hours a day. So
hey, it was more like seven.
It wasn't. I don't think it was. I think Chidi was at 11 hours a day and you were at 9.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm throwing my life away.
Yeah, you are.
I saw that and I couldn't shake it and I was like, we got to do better.
Okay, I'm moving to this Japan city. What was it?
It's a Tokyo Yaki.
Okay.
I don't know if it's there.
I mean, you don't have to move there to do it. You can start like today, 2 hours, and that's it. You can set your screen time on your phone. So
yeah,
are you going to?
No.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, guys. Mo from San Jose. I have a would you rather. Since you guys are all married / engaged, would you rather stay in your relationship how it is now, or if you could, would you choose to meet your partner sooner in life? And if so, how far sooner?
Ooh, I'd keep things exactly the way they are.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, I think the timing was perfect for me meeting my now fiance. I think if we had met sooner, maybe our lives wouldn't have really aligned the way.
That's how I feel. My husband told me.
Aren't you guys twin flame soulmates? Like, it doesn't matter when you find each other. It doesn't have to be like, oh, we're in the perfect time in our lives.
But twin flame soulmates.
They just attract to each other no matter what. So I guess you guys aren't twin flame soulmates. Sorry.
No, I think
good luck on your marriage.
There is still like a perfect timing to finding someone, I think.
I disagree. I think there's no right time in life for anything.
So you would have wanted to meet Kate at 1 year old?
Yeah.
Maybe not that young.
Grow up like best. That's gross, Jess. Like,
yeah.
Well, you said anytime. Like a sister.
You sicko.
You said anytime. You said
we would have been best friends our whole life then, and then we would have married each other as best friends. We would have grown up best friends, and then we would have married each other.
But what if not?
It all worked out.
What if not?
It would have. We're twin flame soulmates, Selena. It's undeniable.
But
can't
she would have known you through your hoe days, your college days.
Didn't have those days.
I don't believe that for a second.
I've been a perfect saint
my
entire life.
And she would know about it, and then what if she was like turned off? You know, by that, and never then didn't want to be with you romantically. Mm-hmm.
We're twin flame soulmates. We would have found each other. Kate went to a tarot card reader, and she said that tarot card reader told her that we've been together in 4 past lives, and no matter what life that we're in, we find each other.
Okay.
I don't believe in any of that mumbo jumbo, but she does. And so there you go. And you guys do too. So
yeah,
too bad.
I do too.
So there you go.
But so you want perfect timing in this life?
Actually, I if you think about, you know, like changing the past or whatever, had we met at a different time, then I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. And I probably wouldn't have the kids that I do right now. You know what I mean? It would have altered the trajectory of your whole life. So would I change what I have now?
But
the answer is no. But if I was presented with that opportunity at the time, like, sure, I would say yes. So I don't know.
Because maybe you'd be like, not here, but like in a mansion, in an island with Kate. And
right.
That sounds kind of nice.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Graham. One more thought.
I was just going to say, you'd have different kids. Like, my kids would be different kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'd probably be nicer.
The most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Lil Nas X is breaking his silence over his arrest. You guys know he's finally back out of jail. He is facing 5 years in prison for this little stunt he pulled late last week where he's wandering the streets naked, 5 a.m. He assaulted cops and... it's not looking good for the guy. Well, this is what he posted on social media.
Your girl is going to be okay, you all. Okay? That was terrifying. That was terrifying. That was a terrifying last 4 days. But your girl is going to be all right.
He's going to be okay.
Good, good.
I cannot think of anything scarier than spending the weekend in jail, finding out you assaulted all these police officers, they're injured, you are facing 4 felony charges and 5 years in prison.
And there's video.
By the way, you were naked walking down the street.
And you were naked.
Doing
and everybody has seen.
And you got tased.
Okay, about the tasing, TMZ is reporting that law enforcement sources are saying no taser was deployed during the arrest.
I heard it.
I know.
We heard it in the background.
We literally heard what sounded like it, I guess.
I know exactly what a taser sounds like.
Me too.
Sounds like.
I watch a lot of, cop true crime things.
Were they just tasing the tree next to him as a warning?
I don't know.
No, I heard the taser go.
They're denying it. Whatever.
Yeah,
as for the injuries on the police officers, because, 3 of the felony charges Lil Nas X is facing is battery on police officers. So one cop suffered an abrasion on his head. Another one hurt his hand. Third officer suffered a back sprain. That one with the back issue actually went to the hospital for further medical attention and was sent home to recover for a week. Can't work.
This is not good.
It's not looking good.
that, I mean, there are consequences to your actions. Yeah. That's the biggest takeaway from all this.
Yes.
So that means we're not getting new music from him.
No, we will. Just, I mean,
it'd be a good time to announce
out
it.
Of jail.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. Right. He's got a whole bunch of publicity.
Can we go back to talking about Northwest? We talked about her yesterday during this time. People were coming for Kim K for, you know, the outfit that she had on. I do want to talk about those same photos. They're back on JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. Make sure you give us a follow. Check out everything that we talk about right there on our story. This time, it's less about the outfit. I saw somebody post this yesterday. I didn't even notice this when I had first seen these photos. This person zoomed in like, oh my God, Northwest has a henna tattoo. Let me see what it is. It's not a henna tattoo. It looks like somebody just scribbled on her hand, probably right. herself. But the other thing people noticed is that it looks like she has like a surface piercing on her finger. And we can't tell if it's an actual piercing or an open face ring. Because if it's a piercing, more people coming for Kim. Like, why would you let her get a piercing? Now, granted, there are worse places to get a piercing than on your finger, but still, this is a 12-year-old girl. But I can't tell what it is. So we have a poll. Do you think it's a piercing or a ring?
I don't know.
I can't tell.
I don't know. Part of me says it's not a piercing because I'd like to think that maybe Kim would be like, oh, you're too young to get a piercing on your finger.
I'm voting for piercing only because I've seen, we have one of the photos there, but I've seen multiple and it looks pretty piercing-ish. I voted for piercing, but you can go check out our poll. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, that's got to be, right?
That's what I think. But Graham, vote for piercing so we have more votes.
Okay, I will. What are you saying, Jess? What do you think?
I'm thinking I want to believe it's a ring. So I'm trying to...
Oh, like open-faced ring, up. It's just facing the wrong way?
Yeah, like it gives the illusion of a piercing, but it's a ring. I'm going to try to let you think.
I've never seen a piercing like that before.
I hadn't either, but then I was on this thread about this yesterday, and a lot of people were like, yeah, these piercings are way more common than you think. I used to have one, and people are posting pictures. So it's a thing. Oh. Is 12-year-olds North allowed to have one, or is it a ring? I don't know, but you can vote on our poll right there. JV Morning Show. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, get your bowl of cocoa props out for SpaceX, you guys, because after a series of postponements, they actually launched their massive Starship rocket yesterday afternoon out of Texas. This is a long, long-awaited bowl of cocoa props for them. Enjoy it, SpaceX. The entire flight, you guys, a success.
No
We were
way.
All wrong in the JV Show Prediction Journal. We wow. predicted that the world's most powerful rocket was going to suffer a massive explosion. Sorry, rapid unscheduled disassembly. Which is what SpaceX says after the seventh, eighth, and ninth launch attempts all ended in explosions. But the 10th test flight yesterday was a success. It reached suborbital test flight. And the booster of the rocket came back and touched down softly, a soft splashdown into the Gulf. It didn't like drop back. It's one of those ones where it's going to be able to land again. And it basically hovered down to a soft, gentle, like an old man sliding into a bath, you know, set itself down. Yep. And then the actual capsule part came back and did the same. I mean, actually pretty incredible given the scope and size of this rocket. Again, this is the one that they want to take people
so if you got
colonize
to invite,
Mars someday.
So if you got an invite to ride on the next one, you'd be going?
No. While this one, they said every major objective of this mission was met, which was great. And then I guess they were able to test a bunch of different components, even cutting the main engine at one point and then going to the reserve engine. And that worked. All the things worked yesterday, which was pretty crazy. But I still, one out of 10, still not the batting average.
Right.
That I would be comfortable riding on.
Not at all.
Someday this will be it, you guys, and people will be lining up, take a trip to Mars. This rocket's reusable. It's made out of stainless steel, so this one they will be reusing and test launching again.
All right, Grammy, thank you for that info.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. All right, so earlier we were talking about this town in Japan. They're going to be limiting phone use to just 2 hours a day, and that led to us talking about screen time at restaurants.
I totally agree with you, Graham. I think that places like a restaurant, church, the kids just don't get the iPads and the phones. They do need to, you know, understand and socialize and have a sit-down dinner. And, of course, church, you know, they're not going to know praying or anything like that at younger ages, but I think, you know, they'll get the idea of what's going on if they're not focusing on the phone. So, yep, I agree.
Do kids be having phones in church? I haven't gone, I'll be honest, in a long time.
I guess, no. I'm a staunch supporter of no tablet, no phone at a restaurant for kids. My wife and I have drawn that line in the sand. We're not going to cross it. We're not going to cave. It's not easy sometimes, I'll tell you that much. But the church one, I totally disagree. If I went to church,
you
here,
think phones here, take
the
take
tablet,
it.
Take
no.
the iPad, whatever. You do not need to pay attention to this.
No.
Just personal preference, though.
Okay, fair enough. Before we get to What the Bleep, we want to remind you that Saturday is our pool party with James Kennedy. Yeah. We're going to be at Great and Resort and Casino, and we would like for you to join us. There are still some tickets available, so if you are thinking about going, you might want to get these tickets now, like before it actually does sell out. Go to Great and Resort Casino.com/pool. You have to be 21 and up, and then we will be partying it up on Saturday.
Yes.
All right. Now to What the Bleep is where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the iHeart Radio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You've got to respect stars because not everybody could just handle their balls like that on camera in front of such a big audience.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Seriously, respect, right?
Right. How I mean, I don't have those, but it's like, how?
The
you don't
nerves.
Get nervous?
Yeah. The nerves. I'd be too nervous.
What are we talking about?
Oh, I'm not sure. All right. Think about what the bleeped out word could be in that phrase that you just heard. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app and hit the talk back mic button. It's super easy to leave us a talk back. If you've never done it before, make today the day that you leave your first one. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be so we can shout you out. But only the first person that hits the correct answer on there is going to be the one that gets a JV Show chug.
That's right. So get those guesses in now. We are going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our What the Bleep game where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And if you can do that, we're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You've got to respect stars because not everybody could just handle their balls like that on camera in front of such a big audience.
So is that something that you wish you can do?
I think like, to have the confidence for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, remember, this is a family show, so your guess has got to be clean. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Hi, this is Mimi, and I am calling from Morgan Hill, and I think the word of the day is basketball.
Basketball stars.
That's a good guess.
Probably the most popular guess that's come in from everybody that's left a talkback so far. Basketball stars. Great guess, but that's not it.
Hey, this is Maria from Pinole, and I think the bleeped out word is circus.
Few people that have guessed that this morning. Circus stars.
Is the way
stars.
They be juggling those balls?
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, that's
friend
true.
Friend of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good guess.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose, and I want to say tennis. Tennis stars.
That's another good guess.
Another one. Jess, you like tennis?
Yeah.
Or would you be able to handle your balls?
I can as long as everyone in the audience is quiet.
You wouldn't get nervous?
Letting
even
me concentrate.
All the eyes on you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I could not do that.
I could do it.
All
that's
right.
A lot of pressure.
Minus the
a
skills.
Lot of good guesses so far, but not the correct one. If you think you know what it is, leave your name and your guess on the talkback mic right now on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show on a Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are just trying to get you this JV Show chug mug. That's it. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we will send this right over to you. All right. So here's today's clip.
You've got to respect stars, because not everybody could just handle their balls like that on camera in front of such a big audience.
You're seriously. Sick, Graham. The fact that you want to do that, you're disgusting.
I think it's very respectable what
this
they
is
do.
A family show, so your guess has got to be clean. Let's go to the talk back, see if anyone got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is me, Julia from Fairfield. And I think the bleep that word is golf stars. Bye, have a good day.
Golf stars.
Golf stars.
Good guess.
Yeah.
You love golf, Graham.
I do love golf and what those guys do, men and women, I should say, in front of a large audience. I wouldn't be able to do that. I would shank it right into the gallery.
Hello. This is Diana from Chico. I'm thinking the bleeped out word is football. It's football season. Why not?
Yeah, football star.
That's a great guess. The JV show number one in Chico, by the way. Thank you, Diana. It's not just because my family lives there. They don't, listen hardly at all.
Good morning, JV show. This is Danny from Alameda, and my guess for the bleeped out word is soccer. Soccer stars, you know, they do handle their balls as well. Anyways, have a great morning, guys. Thank you.
It's a great guess.
Yeah, soccer stars juggle their balls quite a bit.
They do, yeah, but not the right word this morning.
Good morning, JV show. It's Sophia and Nana from Napa, and we think the bleeped out word is...
Bowling.
Bowling. All right, hopefully it's bowling this time. Okay, bye.
Bowling stars? Does bowling have stars?
They do.
They do?
I can't name any of them, but they do.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
You've got to respect bowling stars. Because not everybody could just handle their balls like that on camera in front of such a big audience.
Not
think about that. Camera's on you. It's just you. You got the ball. It's just you and the ball. And then you got to finger the ball. Well, you put your fingers in the ball. And it's just you and the ball. That's all it is. It's you and the ball. In golf, you got to select a different club. And there's wind and other variables. Bowling is just you and your ball.
And you know how when you go bowling out with friends, like even doing that awkward walk back, it's like just so uncomfortable. Imagine doing that like
in front of
just you
so many
and the
people.
Ball on TV, cameras, people.
No. Televised audience my God. Watching how you handle your balls. Yeah. And you got to polish up your balls.
Yep.
Shine them up. Make sure your balls are looking good.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into bowling.
I know.
I've been bowling a long time. I feel like I'm due for a trip. When's the last time you went?
I feel like I went a few months ago.
Really? How'd you do?
No, I suck. I'm like the worst.
Do you ever break 100?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Your score. Do you ever score over 100?
Probably not.
Yeah, you don't look like someone
I don't.
Could. Yeah. Jess, do you ever score over 100?
I have. I have my off days, but there are some days where I'm surprisingly pretty good.
Yeah. When the bumpers are up?
No.
Yes, I love to bowl like that.
No, that's cheating.
How is that cheating?
Because
I'm still throwing the
then you
the
can't
ball.
Throw a gutter ball.
Exactly.
It bounces off
the
bumper.
Part. Do we have shout outs? Let's move on. I feel attacked.
I bowled a 190 one time. 195. That's the closest I've ever gotten to 200. And I've never even sniffed that ever again. Sad. That game, it seems like it should be easier. It's not. All right. Shout out to Sophia, Nena, and Napa. Woo-hoo! What's up? That's my town. Napa. What's up? The 707. They had the very first correct answer this morning and almost the only correct answer this morning. A lot of people guessing basketball or NBA or football. A lot of different other types of stars that handle balls. Our buddy Charles in San Jose also came with the correct answer this morning. But he was nowhere near as fast as my folks from Napa. What's up?
Great job, guys.
Enjoy your new chug mug.
Thanks for everyone who played and submitted those talkbacks. We are going to do it again tomorrow morning, same time right here on the JV Show. Bro.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Oh, yes, hump day. Hump day.
To the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hey, good morning. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Oh, my God. You sound so sweet.
I don't think Nicole sounds sweet. She's not really matching our hump day energy. Nicole, can I get a hump day?
I'll try. hump day.
Oh, we got to work on that. But you know, it's okay. We're just messing with you, Nicole. Glad to have you on. Hopefully you can win these tickets for
Baby Monster. Their show is coming up September 10th.
All right. So this is our trivia game, the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get three correct. If you can do that, the tickets are yours. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So let's get to it. Here's question number one. In the traditional, let me start that over as I said traditional weird.
Okay.
In the traditional version of the board game Monopoly, how much money do you collect for pass and go?
$200?
Yep.
Good job.
That's right.
Everybody knows that.
Yep. All right. Question number two. In 1810, what North American country declared its independence and sparked a war with Spain?
Portugal.
Nope. No, the clue there was North American country, of which there are really only three, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And the answer there, Mexico. Yeah. 1810, they started their war for independence. I don't think they won that until 1821, 22.
Totally, yep.
It's like a 10-11
Jess, you're from
year.
Mexico. What year was that?
It was 1820.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. That was my guess, too.
Mexican on independence. Great.
All right, here's question number three. By the way, Nicole, you're allowed to miss one, so it's still all good. What type of furry animal slaps its large flat tail on the water to let others know that danger is near? Large flat tail.
I'll guess. Otter?
Oh. Nope. Jordan, that's close.
We were thinking beaver.
Beaver. Beaver is the answer there. They beavers slap their tails on the water. Selena, you ever slapped your beaver on the water?
No.
Even like a diving board incident?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. No. Not on, slap it on the diving board or the water?
On the water, but like you were trying to flip or something.
Yeah, there's times you jump in weird.
Got it. All right. Question number four. Muscle Beach is an iconic beachside outdoor gym that's located in what U.S. state? Muscle Beach. It's a bunch of just dudes that are just jacked and they're just working out on the beach.
Florida.
Nope.
It does sound like a Florida thing.
It does, but it's a California thing. California is the answer there. Venice Beach is the original location of Muscle Beach. I think there's one other location.
Oh. Dang it.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh,
son
no.
of a beaver
Nicole?
Slap.
You didn't win.
Oh, no. Yeah, you didn't win. But
I know. I didn't bring the right energy.
Yeah, no, your energy is fine. It's just the answers.
Well, there was that, you know, a little detail there. It was a combo of the
both.
Well,
Nicole, thank you so much for being on and playing. We hope you have a great rest of your day, but hang on. Jess is going to chat with you from the next room.
It was 1821.
Yeah. Glad that
that's
I
not
said.
What you said.
Glad that's that I said. I'm glad that
it's
I
not
said
what
that.
You said.
Yeah, and I said, yeah, Graham, you're right. It was.
Sure, you did.
Graham, we have some shout outs.
All right, I got a bunch of DMs here. This first one says, hey, Graham, can you please give my son Miguel a happy birthday shout out? He turns 10 today, double digits. We love you so much, lovey bugs, and hope you have an amazing birthday.
That's
Thank
cute.
You so much. We love you guys, and that is from your moms. Yes, happy birthday, Miguel.
Who gives a fart?
Lovey bugs. Another one here. Hey, Graham, greetings from Walnut Creek. Salutations to you as well. Can I get a shout out to my son Noah? He turned 7 yesterday. We listen to you guys every morning. My kids are huge fans. Love Dad, Mom, Matthew, and Ash. Yes, happy belated birthday there, Noah.
Who gives a fart?
And greetings from San Francisco. Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you give a shout out to my daughter Stella? She's the most amazing little girl and best big sister, and she's turning 8 today. We love her so much. Thanks. And that's from Mom Sophie. Yes, happy birthday, Stella.
Who gives a fart?
8 years old. That's a fun one. Mm-hmm. Another DM here. Hey, Graham, good morning. Could you give a shout out to my family and me? We're on our way to Disneyland to celebrate my kids' 9th and 7th birthdays. It's their very first trip to Disney, and my husband and I are so excited we finally made it happen. We love listening to you guys every morning. We'll be tuned in during our road trip there. Thank you all, and that's from Mom Maddie. So, yes, happy birthday to both of you, and enjoy your first Disney trip.
Who gives a fart?
That's going to be a good one. Another one here. Hey, Graham, wanted to wish my son a very happy birthday today. He's 13. Evan, Mom, Dad, Elena, Dakota, dog, not grandma, and Tito, also dog, not grandpa. Love you beyond measure and are so proud of you every single day. Hope you have a great day at school. And we can't wait to spoil you even more tonight. Love you always. Thank you so much. We listen to the JV Show every single morning on the way to school. You guys are seriously the best. Don't change a thing. And that's from Mom Joy. Yes, happy 13th birthday,
happy
Evan.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Hey, Graham, can I please get a birthday shout out for my son? Happy 9th birthday on hell. Mommy loves you so much. I'm so proud of you. I can't wait to celebrate you on your special day. Have a great day at school. And that's from Mom Liz. Yes, happy, happy birthday there. But most importantly,
who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Yeah. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, all of your Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce engagement details. Ooh. So Travis's dad actually gave an interview and gave some exclusive details. We're going to get to that in a second. First, let's talk about the engagement post. Their post that they collabed on mm-hmm. on Instagram as of right now has over 29 million likes.
It broke the internet
yesterday. They posted it to Taylor's song So High School, which is about Travis Kelce and their relationship. It features the line, "You know how to ball, I know Aristotle." So it was like this super cute and everyone is just like swooning over this.
Hashtag swoon.
And then sticking to the high school theme, she captioned it, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married," and then dynamite emoji.
Oh my God.
People were wondering what that dynamite emoji could mean. One theory is, you know, dynamite, TNT, Taylor and Travis. Oh. So maybe Dynamite is like their
thing. They're
going to
live stream it on TNT, the network, right after an NBA game.
That's going to be a no.
Got it.
That's going to be a no. But how cute is that? TNT. I know. Oh my God. All right. Now let's get to some more fan theories. Swifties believe the date of the proposal, I'm sorry, of the announcement on Instagram was no coincidence. I mean, August 26th. Her song, The Prophecy, was track 26 on her Tortured Poets Department album. Some fans believe knew about the proposal, which I don't believe, but people are running with this thing that she, like, knew it was coming, that she had predicted it or manifested it. Also, you guys know Taylor's favorite number is
13.
And the announcement came 13 days after her podcast appearance.
Oh, God.
And 13 plus 13, 26.
26. Plus, her post dropped at 1 p.m. Eastern time, the 13th hour of the day, because she lives, she's probably in New York or something. So.
My mind's blown.
I know.
Not really.
Now to what some things fans have noticed about the proposal photos that she posted, because people have been dying to know where this proposal took place. So Swifties went back to an expired Zillow listing from a home that Travis bought back in 2023 in Leawood, Kansas.
Okay.
And that is supposedly where the proposal took place. Because if you go back and look at those photos, you can see the exact backdrop from the arch in the background, which is like a little gazebo that was there. The same brick walkway, the two big like planters on the side, they were there from before Travis bought that home. So it's like that exact location.
Obviously only bought the home to propose to her.
Yeah, now he's going to throw away that house. Now he doesn't need it anymore.
Right.
And of course he fixed it up with flowers and plants and whatnot, which fans think, by the way, is very reminiscent of a photo shoot she did for her Lover album, which is back from 2019. Same color scheme, same florals, the leaves and plants. Again, leading fans to believe that she predicted her engagement.
She ain't ever living there now that people know the exact address.
I know.
Not a chance.
You have to get rid of the house. You have to burn it down.
I mean, I as big of a star as she is, I think you have. I don't think you stay there, right?
I don't think she would. I don't think she would either. I mean, but they have so many houses. Like, they probably don't anyways.
But, right. Yeah, probably not.
So go to JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. Look at the photo. We took one of her photos that she posted yesterday, and we have that on our Instagram story because people want to know when. Okay, we know where the proposal took place. When did this happen? So Swifties looked at this picture that we have on our Instagram story, and they're like, oh my God, look at her hair. You can see headphone indentation on the sides of her hair. Think this is right after they recorded the New Heights podcast. Yes.
I go home with that every single day from here. The headphone indent is real.
It's there. You can totally see it. So they're thinking this happened right after they recorded the podcast.
That, like, or she has the world's biggest ears and we just don't know it. Have we ever seen Taylor Swift's ears before?
No, her hair's always down.
Right. Oh my God. She's got giant ears.
She also has the same nails, the same manicure from the podcast.
Really?
This is creepy.
Her lipstick is sort of the same. It's like a little orangey color. So we're thinking that it was definitely the same time. Plus, Travis's haircut gave it away because he had long hair up until the end of last month. So clearly this is sometime in August, which pretty much tracks with what his dad said in this interview he did with News 5 Cleveland. Look, if I was Taylor, I'd probably be a little annoyed that it's the day of and your soon-to-be father-in-law is doing news interviews. That would bother me.
Yeah.
Anyways, he gave a lot of juicy details, though. Oh. He did say the proposal was not quite 2 weeks ago, which tracks, around the time of that. I'm assuming they would have recorded the
Swifties already cracked
the New Heights podcast. Yeah, we didn't even need his interview because we already knew. But he says that he had been thinking about proposing since last football season. It was like holding off like for months and months and months. And then he just thought that, this day, not quite 2 weeks ago, was the perfect day. They stopped for a glass of wine, go outside and let's enjoy a glass of wine by the plants or whatever. Yeah. And that's when Travis made his move.
See,
but who was there taking the pictures?
Probably a close friend of theirs.
That's a good point. Yeah, they have assistants and butlers,
Very staged.
I think it was earlier than that.
Like,
than the
how
podcast.
Early?
I think July 26th. Because, get this,
13
the
plus 13,
first
yeah.
time that Travis Kelce ever spoke about Taylor Swift on the New Heights podcast was July 26th of 2023. That would make it the 2-year anniversary of him even talking about her on the podcast.
Of their talk-iversary.
And so that would be July 26th of 2025. And then they waited a month before the announcement, which would be August.
Does the haircut track and the nails? Because
that's what I'm saying. We have to figure out when he cut his hair.
Because if you zoom in, you can see that he has a small booger on his finger. And that was the same booger that he left practice with, from training camp with, just the other day. I saw that booger. Can you imagine having that intensive scrutiny on everything you do? And be like, oh yeah, Selena had that one pimple, and I've noticed that she had that, and then that zit didn't pop until this date. And so if you go back, and that zit is just starting here in this picture, you know what I mean? Like, how weird is that? It's bizarre. It's crazy.
As for the ring, everyone's talking about how big her ring is, and again, you can go check this out on her Instagram post that has over 29 million likes right now. I'm not buying this. A lot of diamond experts are saying that this is like a 10 carat ring valued between $550,000 to, you know, just over $1 million. This is Taylor Swift we're talking about.
Yeah.
He's not going to give her a ring just worth $1 million.
Right.
There's no way, right?
No, it's more than that.
It's
also huge.
And the thing is huge, and it is really cute. There's a little engraved T on one side. If you like zoom in, and people are thinking there's probably another T on the other side for Taylor, Travis. The whole thing, so cute. I'm swooning.
Me too, honestly.
Yeah, that is a big rock.
It's huge. That's way more than $1 million.
And we know she has giant man hands. Rock to be that big, it's got to be like 20 carats. You know, if you put it on a normal size hand. I'm kidding. But like, probably pretty long fingers, right?
So let's try to find out when Travis cut his hair, because now I'm interested. Oh, I'm completely invested in this now.
But like, why? Why does it matter?
I don't know.
Yesterday I was like trying to tell people, like, did you hear that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged? And they were like,
nobody cared. Yeah. Oh, we're the only ones.
Yeah.
I would only care about the date that it happened if it happened like a year ago or something. You know what I mean? Like it was a long, long time ago. Then I'd be mildly interested.
But now I need
to know whether or not that it happened 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago. I just don't.
I just need to know if it happened right after they recorded the podcast or not.
I don't think it did.
Well, but like, why does that matter?
I don't know. It just does.
Yeah, it just does. I gotta find his barber's page because his barber obviously posts him every time.
Duh. Okay, we're gonna do a deep dive and then we will report back to you at some point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
A lot of talk about Taylor and Travis getting engaged. We were just debating when. I'm pretty sure it's the day they recorded the podcast. I mean, come on. Same manicure, same lipstick. Plus, you can see where the headphones were for 2 hours because her hair is like indented.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm with you, Selena.
Thank you, Graham.
I think you're right.
Thank you.
And also, you raised this while during that last song. They're already at his house,
where he probably has his little podcast studio set up.
So, yeah.
It was then.
I agree.
Good morning, JB fam. Happy hump day. So, Tay-Tay and Travis. Well, I love my Niners, you know, bang, bang, Niner gang. But, dude, I'm already calling it. The Chiefs is going to the Super Bowl and most likely going to win it. Anyway, just want to say love you guys. Have a good Wednesday and have a good rest of your day. Love you.
Hey, thank you for that.
Whoa.
Bang, bang, bang. I'll let you respond, Graham.
We love you, buddy. buddy, old pal. You can't in the same breath say you love the Niners and then just say the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl
because we all know it's rigged.
They got engaged.
But there's also rumors Taylor's performing at halftime. And, you know, if she's doing that, that means the Chiefs are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. They're not going to put him in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And rig it that far for them to lose. They're going to win.
I forgot about the script. Yeah, I forgot about the script.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think that we saw what happened to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl last year. They got demolished.
Right. This would be their
comeback.
They're
not that good.
This would be their comeback. Plus, Travis Kelce's probably last year playing in the NFL.
It ain't going to happen. Aww. I don't think the Chiefs are in it. I don't think they make it.
Put that in the prediction journal. Write that down.
Chiefs not in the Super Bowl.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. You guys are talking about Travis and Taylor. Can we go back to the prediction journal? Who was correct on this one? Who gets the point? All right. Love you guys.
Good question.
Okay.
Somebody would like to eat some cocoa props.
Well, going back.
Pretty hungry.
To what we said, Selena didn't give a specific time of when the engagement was going to happen, but you did say that the engagement was going to be first and that she was going to get pregnant in 2025. So you're half right.
Okay,
so far. Graham,
you need a pregnancy within your shot clock's running out here.
So it could still happen.
No, of course it can.
It could still happen.
Of course it can.
It's got to be soon. Taylor, get on and get to smashing.
Uh-huh. Graham, yours was wrong because you said engaged before 2025.
Wow.
And then pregnant. And mine was also wrong because I said engaged, but early 2025.
Ooh.
Props for me.
Oh, get yourself a bowl.
I'm not really hungry right now. Maybe later.
Okay.
Hey, Graham, this is Erica from Fremont. When you said not the taco-versary, I didn't even know that was a word. Hey, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of kids these days, you know, they have anniversaries for everything. So who knows? Have a good one, guys.
Wait, I didn't even realize you had said that.
Well, that was Jess's theory that they got engaged on their talk-iversary or podcast-iversary. She thought maybe they got engaged back in July, which was the anniversary of the first time he mentioned her on the podcast or something. But Selena, I'm with you. I think you lay out a pretty convincing case.
Yeah. But it was the day of the podcast recording.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm positive. Not their
talk-iversary.
Do you guys know your talk-iversary, by the way?
I knew our love profession anniversary, but I can't remember the exact date anymore. But I remember it vividly. And that was when my wife was like, you know what? I think it has been you this entire time.
Oh,
and I was like, thank you. I've been trying to tell you that for the last 7 years.
Yeah, Graham stalked his wife for 7 years before she gave him a chance, if you don't know that.
And then she finally came to a realization, and I remember exactly when and where it happened. Well, not exactly when, because I can't remember the exact date, but, like, it was a thing. Yeah.
I remember my talk-iversary. Does this make someone psycho for remembering this?
A little bit.
The first day me and my now husband ever talked, October 23rd, 2019.
You remember the exact date?
The day, yeah.
That is a little psycho.
Is that psycho?
Yeah, that just reeks of desperation.
Not even I remember.
Right.
Well, then never mind. All right, next, parents, get ready to weigh in. We just want some honesty from you. Do you guys give your kids the answers to their homework? Because one mom admitted to this, and oh my God, the backlash that she is getting. And we'll listen to her explain why. Coming up,
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Who do we have on the phones this morning?
Hi, Alondra. Hi. From Vallejo.
Alondra from Vallejo. Oh, the 707 Grand
Magazine Street. Yeah, the 94591 Vallejo.
Alondra. You're caller 20.
Oh my God.
That means... Yay! You just won a Chromebook courtesy of Republic Records. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. My daughter's going to be so happy.
Yes. Oh, that's Alondra. Awesome. So how old is your daughter?
I have a soon-to-be 9-year-old and a soon-to-be 8-year-old.
Perfect. Can I ask you a question? And I need your honesty.
Yes.
Do you ever just give them the answers to their homework?
Can I be honest? I don't help them with their homework.
At all.
They have an after-school program. They help them with their homework. When they get home, their homework's done already.
Oh, I love that even better. Nice. All right, Alondra, well, thank you for your honesty. And you got this Chromebook, so hang on for that winning. So the reason why I asked her that is because there's a mom who's getting a lot of backlash for what she admitted online.
After the kids have been at school all day, done their work, been on their best behavior, and they come home with homework, sometimes I give them the answers to their homework.
She says, for example, pick up my daughter from school. We come home. You know, she's had a long day.
We get home. We're sitting. We're doing homework. You can tell she starts to get antsy towards the end. She's starting to get frustrated. She's starting to get over it. So, like, the last 4 or 5 questions, I just give her the freaking answers.
Here you go. Here's the answers. Oh, it doesn't stop there. Same thing with school projects.
And same with projects. A lot of times, I do a lot of the projects because as a kid, like, that's a lot and that's hard. Our jobs as parents is to help them. Some may disagree,
but I don't care.
But I don't care.
I don't really care. Graham, you have a couple of kids.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever just give them the answers to their homework?
I do not ever give them the answers, but I do proofread their homework most of the time. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I go, that one right there, that's not correct. Do it again. So I make sure that they get to the correct answer. Is that wrong? I've always wondered about that. Like, should they just be turning, this is what they thought the answer was. Should I just be letting them turn that in? I've kind of grappled with that myself. Like, that's what they...
I think that's okay.
Like, that's the calculation that they worked out. Here's what they... use based on their own knowledge base. Their homework shouldn't be based on my knowledge base, right?
I do think that's okay because you're still helping them get to that answer.
Right.
Like, you're teaching them how to work it out and get to the correct
and
answer.
And working it out is part of the learning process of what homework is right. for.
I guess. I don't know. I still feel like that's their, like, hey, teacher, you taught them this, and then this is what they gave back to you, that should be the life cycle of homework without me intervening and being like, this is not how you should do this, or I would write it better, or you know what I mean? I kind of wonder about that sometimes as a parent, but that's my extent of intervention into their homework. I'm not going to hand them out the answers. No, no, bro. That's your homework. As for the projects, some of those I've helped out more than I probably should have.
You talked about the leprechaun trap recently. You did all of it.
Yeah, I pretty much made the entire damn thing. You know, some of that stuff, it's like, I don't need him out there using a can of spray paint on my new driveway. You know, like, let me help you. Let me set this up here. We'll do it together.
A lot of the school projects, I don't understand how they expect a second grader to make. You know, we had to make an island one time and then a volcano and like the water and like all this other stuff. I was like, how do you expect an 8-year-old to even put this thing together?
Right.
So I understand that. I'm about to admit something.
Oh, Selena. Oh,
there's been times.
Oh, no.
Look, it's nothing I'm proud of. And if I'm not giving out parenting advice, absolutely don't do this. But in my defense.
Okay.
Antsy isn't even the right word for how one of my kids, who shall not be named, used to be when she was younger and she did need help with her homework.
Uh-huh.
Antsy is not even the right word because me trying to help her is not the same as her teacher trying to help her. When it's her teacher, someone she actually respects, it was like her sitting there listening, trying to understand. Her getting that same help from mom, it was frustrating her, and she didn't want to pay attention. She's tired. She's over it. She doesn't understand it. Now I'm getting frustrated because she's frustrated, and I go through all the steps of teaching her first, but if there's times where it's like either she's not turning it in and that's going to be an incomplete, or I just say, write three. The answer's three. Just write it down.
No.
I just do that.
Selena.
Not on all of them.
Have you ever taken pencil to paper with your own hand?
No.
Swear, this is a safe space. You can admit that, and you tried to make the three look like it was her writing.
No.
You've done it before. I know you have. That smile on your face, I know you have.
That's hilarious, but no.
You know there are parents that have done that.
They're probably, but...
See, but I think once you give in a few times, it becomes, I gave them the answer to one question, then two. Then they know the manipulation tactics on parents.
I know.
And then they're getting all the answers right. Getting away with not doing their homework.
But, you know, thankfully it came to a point where, like, I didn't even understand her math anymore. So it's like, sorry, you're on your own. Do you need a tutor? We'll get you a tutor.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting to that point real quick. My math has never been
the
strong suit.
Yeah, the math is crazy now. No, yeah. I was like, I was good at math, but the way they do it these days, and also it's been a long time. She came to me this week about rational and irrational numbers. I was like, I don't know. Google that. I don't know what that means.
Sorry, bro.
I don't know.
Sorry, I have no idea.
But parents, do you want your honesty? Are you the type of parent that'll be like, here's the answer. Just get on with your day and I'm busy over here. Or are you like, no, this is all you. Work it out. Even if it's wrong, even if you get a zero, figure it out. Do you want your talk backs? The iHeartRadio app is where you want to go to leave us a talk back and we'll play them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey guys, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Ollie from Richmond. So just a little talk back on the whole homework with the kids and whatever. I tried helping my son last year. He was a freshman in high school. And we got all the answers wrong. So... Oops. I was like, never mind, you're on your own, because apparently math has changed.
Thank you.
It has.
I can't.
So she tried.
I can't.
She tried to give him the answers. They were just all wrong. Whoops.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen from Oakland. So homework is for practice. So if they bring it back to class and it's all correct, that doesn't signify to the teacher that they've grasped the concept. Test. Do that. Tests and just regular interactions will do that. And then for the parents that do their child's work, just imagine you're sending them out to the workforce or you're sending them to college, and then we have to deal with it. So thanks.
Yeah. Mommy's going to bail you out.
Hey,
mommy's going to bail you out.
I will
out
always bail my kids out if I can.
Yeah, but not when they've got their own job someday and
that's a little extreme. We're talking about giving them the answer to one or two math problems when they're six.
Like, that's a gateway.
Yeah, but calm down.
Slippery slope.
From six, it goes on to high school.
Yeah.
No, because we can't do the high
Next
school
thing
work.
You know,
that's what we're saying.
Do you have
we can't even do that.
Do you have a basement? Because they're going to be living in it.
No, I don't have a basement.
Okay, good.
Well, but I'll build one if they're going to stay home with me.
I knew it.
Graham, you're doing it the right way. Homework is for them to learn how to do it. You're pushing them to work through how to get the right answer. and so they have to go back and redo it. The assessments are when the teachers need to take the pulse of the class and figure out what's going on. So if you've helped them out and they get to the assessment, that is the way that they can move forward, knowing how the class is doing and how your student's doing. Good job, man.
Good job, Graham.
All right, I like hearing that. I wondered about that because we talked about it earlier. I'll sort of proofread my kids' homework and then point out the ones that they need to go back and redo. And I've kind of wondered, like, am I even supposed to be doing that? Like, this is their homework with their chance to show the teacher that, yeah, they understood the concept or they learned something. And by me telling them they got to go back and do it, are they really... I don't know. I've always felt even kind of weird about that. But I understand that they are going back and learning to rework the problem. But, like, shouldn't they be the ones proofreading their own homework? I've worked so hard.
It ain't my job.
I don't want to be doing homework anymore. Getting rid of homework is the one part that's nice about being an adult. Everything else, I'd love to go back to being a kid.
Everything else sucks.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. You know, I don't have the problems that you're talking about because I'm not as smart as my third grader. I can't help her. And that makes... you know, cheating, not an option. So life hack, don't be that smart. Let them figure it out.
There you go. How about that life hack? Don't be that smart.
You reach a certain point where it's like, I don't even know what this homework is asking. Like, this is all you.
And then it's frustrating for them and frustrating for you because you all have to figure it out if you're trying to teach them.
Right, and don't they have the internet too? Go online, figure it out.
But you do that, then they're just getting the answers.
Right.
So you don't want to say figure it out online, even though I've done that before too. Hey, this isn't about me. We were asking.
Wow.
You guys.
Wowie, wow.
Good to know, Selena. Good to know.
Okay.
We're moving on. Graham, what do you want to talk about here?
I wanted to talk about this city council meeting. This took place in Pennsylvania and things went sideways pretty quick at this meeting because the town was basically going to cancel this dirt bike track that everybody, you know, all the dirt bikers loved. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the town was like, it's noisy. We don't like this thing. And they canceled it. And so if we may, I'd like to play a little piece from this council meeting because, again, things did go off the track a little bit. Get it?
Dirt bike tracks.
But one guy ends up going there, and this is his opportunity to speak to the council and voice his displeasure, but this is how it went.
I really just came up here to say that...
Sorry, real quick. We just need your name and your address for the record, please.
I just came up here to say that...
I'm sorry, I need you to state...
You're either going to hear them where they're allowed to be...
Stop it. You need to state your name
and address. Okay.
You need to...
Was that her hitting the gavel? Order! Oh my God!
For the entertainment.
Thank you for the entertainment, she says at the end there. All right, so I thought he just devolved into making dirt bike sounds, and then he basically mimed himself riding a dirt bike away from the entire meeting and ran up the aisle riding his imaginary dirt bike. But I thought, you know, those dirt bike noises were pretty good, so it's time to go around the room. We were going to begin with Jess. Give us your best dirt bike noise if this was you at the city council meeting.
Wait, sorry.
Are you a dog, like, at the pound? Channel your inner dirt bike, okay, Jess. Okay. Come on, take it serious.
He was like, ring, ding, 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 ring.
That was pretty good. Selena, channel that. Okay, it's your turn. All right, channel your inner dirt
that
bike.
That was my dirt
No, try again.
We'll do it again. But
ring, ding, 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 ring, ring.
Why are you saying ring and then ding, 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 ding?
That's what he said. That's literally what he said.
No, he was making the sounds. You're adding a ring and a ding, 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 ding.
That's what he did.
It's not a ring and a ding, 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 ding.
I know that, but that's what he did. I'm not, like, listen.
You need to.
Ring. Ring. It's all in the throw.
I heard no ding, 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 ding.
Whatever. Okay. Graham? Mr. Know-It-All, go ahead. Wait, that was really good. And also, you just destroyed your vocal cords.
I won't be able to talk tomorrow. But thank you. You're welcome.
Today's hottest trending is coming up next. Guess who's mad about Taylor Swift making her engagement announcement yesterday?
Oh, I think I know.
I have a guess.
Are the initials M?
Yeah.
Rhymes with Farkle?
Yes.
Details coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So there's a certain celebrity that is upset about Taylor Swift's engagement announcement yesterday. And you guys guessed it.
Yep.
Meghan Markle. So we talked about Meghan versus Taylor. Not that there's any actual beef, but there was a similar story, maybe a couple weeks ago when Taylor and Travis Kelce, they put out the teaser for the New Heights podcast that Taylor was going to be on it. And Meghan, she was upset then because that was the same exact day she put out her trailer for her Netflix show. And she's like, oh, my God, the Taylor teaser just totally overshadowed, you know, my show about to drop.
As did anything, as did news about the weather that day or anything, because nobody cares.
So same thing yesterday. Meghan Markle's show actually did drop on Netflix yesterday.
Oh.
And she's mad that was overshadowed. Yeah, that was overshadowed by Taylor's engagement announcement.
Hey, spoiler alert. Hate to break it to you, Meghan Markle. Just because the announcement happened yesterday, once everyone heard that, everyone went on with their normal life and everybody streamed whatever show they did last night. Nothing altered with people's TV or movie watching habits last night because of the Taylor announcement.
Nope.
We all went about our day just like normal. And so if we were going to watch your show,
we would have
gone ahead and watched it. Turns out that nobody gives a fart.
If we were going to live our lives not knowing that your show even like premiered, like that's just what it is. I wouldn't have known.
That wouldn't have changed.
No.
Regardless of the Taylor
announcement. Yeah, nothing at all. Nope. And again, if anybody cares, the season two of With Love, Meghan being slammed as so boring, so painfully contrived. So it's just not looking good for you, Meghan. I'm so sorry. And she was also, I think what else really hurt her aside from the premiere of the show, she also dropped like new as ever products in conjunction with the launch of the show. Nobody even knew about that. But again, it's not because of Taylor. People just don't.
It's because nobody.
Who gives a fart?
Gives a fart.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm surprised they didn't just scrap the whole thing. Why are you putting this next season out?
Well, because now. At this point, I have no idea.
She has to, right? Because of the contract with Netflix. It's like
they paid her. She already got the money. They don't have to put the content. They can take it as an L and just be like, okay, this wasn't what we thought or hoped. As far as viewership, we don't have to continue down circling the drain here.
Right. My question is, when are they finally going to just kind of give up on it?
On the show or her?
Her. Like, when is she just going to be like, you know what? Maybe let me not put out any products or things that involve people actually being interested in this.
We talked about them like their initial deal, her and Prince Harry, their deal with Netflix. It's about to be up. But we talked about them renewing it.
Yeah, shocking.
Like halfway, though, it's like we're not going to, you know, have you sign a contract worth X amount of dollars. It's you come up with ideas. You bring them to us. If we like it,
then we'll let your inheritance
pay
for it.
To it or whatever. Yeah.
Then we'll let you guys fund the entire thing yourself. Because you guys
are
rich.
And we'll go from there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. I got some good news for the San Jose Sharks fans and some bad news potentially for some Niner fans. Let's start with the good news. Last night, the San Jose City Council voted to approve a measure that will keep the Sharks in San Jose for the next 25 years.
Woo-hoo!
The big part of that deal was for a $425 million renovation of the SAP Center, with $325 million of that being funded by the city of San Jose.
Whoa.
Your tax dollars.
Yeah.
I have very mixed feelings about that, mainly. I think it's total BS. I mean, I'm happy that the Sharks are staying here, but the main guy in the ownership group, or the main owner of the San Jose Sharks, some businessman named Hasso Plattner. The internet tells me he has a net worth of over $15 billion.
Oh my God. Hasso.
Stadium deals always drive me crazy when it comes down to public funding, because why is it that when any of us norms want to buy a house or a business or something, we have to save our asses off, completely wipe out our bank accounts to make it happen? No local city council steps in and is like, hey, we'll give you a bunch of money to help you buy that house.
Nope.
This guy can pay for this himself. I get he doesn't own the SAP Center, but if you want these upgrades to take place in the location that your team plays, then you can pay for it. 400 something million is a rounding error when you have $15 billion. You will never go broke. You will never run out of money, and you'll probably make that money back in interest in 1 year alone. The Sharks will be there at least until 2051. So there's that.
You guys, I've never been to a Sharks game.
Are you serious?
At the Shark Tank? Come on, it's a great time.
I know, so I've never been to a Sharks game.
Phenomenal fan experience.
I know.
Would like it if there was a better team on the ice this coming season, but we'll see about that. All right, now to some potentially bad news for 49er fans. If you watch the games on YouTube TV, like me, we might be in a bit of trouble because Google, that owns YouTube TV, and Fox, they can't seem to get a new deal done. And guess when their current agreement expires? Oh, today. And if they don't negotiate a new deal before the start of the season, you won't be able to watch next Sunday's game or any of the games on Fox because things like Fox Sports and all the Fox affiliated networks will no longer be available here on YouTube TV. So there's that. Oh, but by the way, YouTube TV, they sent all of us an email letting everybody know about the situation, and they said they'd give you a one-time $10 credit if Fox is no longer available on their platform.
What the heck is that going
to
do?
So you get the $10, and then you can take that $10 because you're going to have to go to a bar and watch the Niner game there, and that $10, because we know in the Bay Area, it won't even buy you one beer. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Google. Just pay them. We want to watch the game. Hopefully a deal gets done later today. I haven't seen anything about it yet, but the deal, current deal, expires today.
Fingers crossed.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You mean to tell me under that giant sheep's wool cloak thing you're wearing, hooded cloak, you don't have a shirt on under there?
It's a sweater. No, I don't have anything on under.
Selena's look like some, it looks like somebody turned a bathrobe into a hooded sweatshirt, and that's what you're wearing today. It's like pink and fluffy.
Yeah, it was cold outside.
Right, but don't you have another layer under that? That thing looks like...
No, then I'd be too hot, and I'd feel constricted.
I feel like you would get too hot just wearing... I would be sweating if I was wearing that thing that you're wearing, because it looks so thick and, like, furry.
Really? It's actually not that thick, but I would be hot if I had another layer on under.
I just... You have to give yourself the option, right?
No, but there's a sense of comfort.
Yeah.
Letting your bazoomers just hit the zipper on that thing? Like, what are you talking
about? You're wearing
a
bra.
The comfort? What are you talking about? The comfort is having a shirt on under a hooded sweatshirt.
No, if you don't
if you don't wear a layer under a jacket or a hooded sweatshirt, that's psychopath behavior because you're just guaranteeing that your only option for that day is that one temperature. You have to be able to evolve and adapt and change the conditions.
If I was going out somewhere, yes, I agree. But me just coming here and then going back home, I don't have to adapt to much. I'm just coming here and then... Going back home.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like a roll of the dice to me. You gotta give give yourself options.
I like to take risks, I guess. By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We have your chance to win a trip to Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, plus $1,000 in spending cash. That keyword is on standby. First, back to our cool or not list. Jess. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool or not, the new AI-powered translations feature on Instagram. Have you guys heard of any of this?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I stumbled upon it yesterday. It's pretty crazy. It's a feature on Instagram and Facebook that adds... It doesn't just add captions to your video to translate it. Instead, it uses AI to dub the voice. It generates the voice in another language, in this case, Spanish, because that's the only language available right now.
Okay.
And it even changes your lip movements so that it looks...
This is weird.
Like you are saying... What you're saying in English in Spanish.
I could be posting a video, which we should post one of these, trying it out in a minute, right? And I could be speaking completely in Espanol?
Yes! So you would be speaking, you could post a video speaking in English, and if you switch this AI translation on, it's going to look like you are speaking in Spanish, and it's going to sound like you are also speaking in Spanish.
So the user watching the video would have to make the change to translate it.
So
they have to make the switch on their end?
Wait, this is so cool.
So you allow that feature on your reel when you post it.
Okay.
And then if somebody is watching the video and it is that, and that translation is available, then they get to see you speaking in Spanish, quote, speaking, because it's not you.
Oh, see, I'd rather record the video, then hit the old switcheroo button on it, then post it.
So listen to this, because this was a woman's video. She posted it in English.
I think wedding planner books are a scam. I mean, think about it. They don't give you enough writing room. It's super hard to edit information when it changes.
Okay, so that's in English.
Uh-huh. And this is the AI voice that was generated.
Creo que los libros de planificadores de bodas son un fraude. Quiero decir, piénsalo, no te dan suficiente espacio para escribir.
It sounds very similar to her voice.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Now, if you watch the video, when you get a chance, just go check it out, JV Morning Show. But the movements of her voice look like...
Does it look natural?
Yeah. It looks natural. It looks like she is speaking in Spanish.
That's crazy.
So not only is the voice different, but her lip movements are different.
What happens if I go on and sing my famous rendition of Despacito, and there's obviously going to be a lot of Spanish there? Is the Spanish overlay going to change my voice again, even though I'm already speaking in Espanol?
No, I don't think so.
So it's going to bounce back and forth mid-video? I'm fascinated.
Wait, I'm looking at the video. Yeah, it looks, the movements look natural.
It looks like she's the one speaking in Spanish. Yeah.
Okay, so cool or
this
not?
This is crazy. I'm going cool.
I'm going to say not cool. I don't know.
I guess cool if you really want to consume content in the language that you speak. Instead of
just changing the captions, like putting captions on it, you know? But sometimes, like, translations aren't always accurate. That's the only thing. So we do run into that.
But AI is going to get pretty good at it.
That'll be an issue when it's an issue.
AI. It currently just supports English to Spanish and Spanish to English. But I guess they're planning on pushing out more languages in the future. I mean,
that is crazy.
I guess to Selena's point, like, if it does translate a word and it, let's say it says in Spanish or in a different language, it's a bad word, and in English, it's not. Like, there could be a little bit of trouble.
We should put that to the test.
Graham, get on it. Post a video of nothing but cuss words, and we'll see how that works out.
See how it goes in Espanol.
All right. I give Jess the same pop quiz every day. Let's see if she can ace it this time. Jess, who is going to be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival?
Okay. Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Maroon 5.
Yes.
Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Faith. He is gonna be there. Also, hey, I got two more this time. Jelly Roll.
Okay.
And Diplo.
And?
Ed Sheeran.
You're reading this off of your laptop. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. It's all going down in Vegas.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.